What's upset you now?
I literally lie awake at night just getting angry at people I don't know or I've not met who post online things like an Instagram post then just with the word this. Or I take this kind of morally sanctimonious, morally superior, like, name a better, blah, blah, I'll wait. Or,
yes.
So they'll be like, they'll put like a statement up about like something. And then underneath it'll say, read that again. And I'm like, stop telling, like, stop being so morally superior. Unless you are so perfect that you have met, like, unless, and if you were that perfect, you would have so much more humility that you wouldn't be posting in the first place. But people are like, I don't know who needs to hear this today. Well, if you don't know who needs to hear this today, then why are you fucking putting it up, you sanctimonious prick? And it's so insidious that it carries through all, like, all that kind of social media kind of one-upmanship of like, look how great I am. I'm actually making you aware of it and therefore cannot be in any way bad myself. This is the problem. I'm alerting you to it. So I am obviously perfect by merit of me saying that. I think it's absolutely vile, and I think it's everything that's wrong with the world. There, I've said it. I think it is literally everything that's wrong with the world. I just don't know how to overcome it. I don't know how to... Because you can't respond to it in the social media world, because social media would be like, if I did say something to the person, they would then probably screen grab it and post it in a really, like, irate way that I've questioned them on it.
There's a pool of those kind of little phrases of sort of secondary posting. I feel seen... something is my spirit animal.
Yes. I also, I mean, it extends into other sort of tropes of like, I was today years old, that one, or I'm all about chicken sandwiches. Well, you're all, are you? Are you all about chicken? That's all you are.
What an extraordinary waste of a life.
Well, yeah. And this kind of like infantilizing kind of, speak that, and it's not a new thing. I realise that there's been times where people have like taken a word and it's become like a sort of a word that everybody uses. For example, I remember the word minger being oh my god, that's so ming. Oh, that mings. Oh my god. Or then it became like random. Oh my god, so many randoms here. Oh, so random. I had such a random time. Like all these kind of words that just like somebody has said it originally, and it's a quirky way of speaking. And then because you have no personality and no grasp of how to engage with language on your own terms, you just copy it and just assume you're interesting. And it's so tedious.
Just saying used to really annoy me.
Oh god.
That was a really bad one, wasn't it?
Oh, so much.
Just say, so passive-aggressive,
yes,
isn't it?
That's the problem. It's so passive-aggressive.
Just saying.
I'm just saying.
That is all.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that is all.
Oh, but no one, like you're saying, no one talks like this. IRL. No one talks like this IRL. It's mental. To the internet, social media, and me and Paul, we get wound up by this all the time. Like, the way people talk, and also, Tom, I think the subjects... Now, it's great that, you know, people are going online for good causes. Of course, there is that side to it. It's fantastic. But some of the subjects that people get irate about online, you think, have I just walked into a kitchen at 4 a.m, where all the coke is? It's just, it's like Twitter is just cocaine chat. That's all it is. Just people coked off their face, talking about issues that don't really apply to it, to just getting through to the end of the fucking day without smashing your own head against a wall. Because what you're talking about, the kind of like this, the thing that the this will be about will be a kind of issue that, to be honest with you, if I didn't have the internet, I wouldn't really know about. I'm just trying to get... Most people are just trying to get through the day.
Well,
trying to live... Life is hard. Go on.
I think what annoys me about it as well, about that sort of tone, is that it pretends to be facilitating a discussion or a further understanding of anything. But in truth, it just serves to make the person who's posted it try and make themselves look better. And maybe that's very cynical of me to say, but I don't think it's really making the world a better place for anybody. I think it's just making everybody go, oh, that person's so sanctimonious, and making the person who's posted it go, yeah, I'm better than you. And I don't see how that's furthering understanding or empathy or anything good. Yeah. I do have an issue with social media. And I've said it before, but I do think a lot of people who go and comment on, you know, negatively on things like Twitter are the same people who in the old days would have turned up at a public hanging. And
definitely
that would have been like their Saturday afternoon, like, pursuit of like, yeah, that'll be fun.
Honestly, Tom, just honestly, between us, do you think that you wouldn't have gone to the public hanging? Because I think I would have had a look.
I wouldn't have gone.
Yes, you would.
Absolutely not.
You're a liar. You're a liar.
It depends if it was a public hanging.
Paul would have been. You would have been to a public hanging when you were younger. I'm not saying you'd go now.
That's not my vibe.
But what if the hanging was for something that was, you know, they were definitely guilty. It was bad.
That's what I'm saying. It would be quite good to go to like a big like criminal like Dick Turpin, who everybody knew about. Did he get executed? but then you go there, and then there'd be people in the crowd going like, "Oh, bloody glory hunter! Doesn't come to the small hangings."
he only turns up for the big games, like the John Terry of public hangings.
That sort of thought, this is one you'll like. Robin Hood, the idea of taking from the stealing from the rich and giving to the poor, lives in my mind rent free. That's an expression I hate.
yeah.
it would have been amusing, like the first time the original person said that. That's an amusing way of quantifying information. But now everybody sort of says that sort of thing. So it's just like you haven't said it. You've just got a book of like endearing phrases that you think amusing phrases, and you've just taken one out and gone like, yes, that'll make me. It's like cookie cutter sort of. Personality.
No copyright either. Imagine being the first person to say living in my mind rent-free and then hearing it sort of go global. It go mainstream and then being like, I was the first person to say that.
It'll be like a clip of somebody on a talk show who's probably quite elderly telling an anecdote, and the comment will be, must be protected at all costs. You know, somebody, have you seen that one where it's like, I don't know, or it's like a rabbit playing the piano. Must be protected at all costs. But like Flopsy the rabbit must be protected at all costs. Like speaking in this sort of faux, I don't know, what would it be? Who would use that phrase? Like a general in an army or a political leader in a film, you know, would say that and just go like, well, you're not that person, are you? Because you're... You don't have that control over an army to say to the people, protect them at all costs. That isn't part of your your power. You're just a person.
Debbie. Stop. Yeah.
You're Debbie, and you're my friend, and I went to school with you. But don't stop. If you wanted to be somebody senior in the government, that, you know, maybe you could still be that, but you need to be that until you start using terms like that. Otherwise, you just sound foolish.
But it's not the only thing, but you see these things on your phone, and like you say, you can't really retaliate.
No.
You just, this frustration just pents up, it builds up inside. I can't imagine that you're someone that if there was something that was frustrating you in a day, in the day-to-day life of Tom Allen, I don't imagine you're someone that will do anything about that.
No.
I think that will be stored. No, of course not.
Of course, yeah, would absolutely keep that and just be like, oh, the world is so frustrating. Why do these people write these things all the time? Why haven't they got their own personalities? Why aren't they engaging with things properly? And then I'll eventually wear myself out from that, and then I'll fall asleep. But those will be my closing thoughts of the day.
And then we go again to coin another very annoying phrase.
We go again. Oh, so infuriating.
Oh.
I am actually apoplectic about it. I can't express why it annoys me again so much.
Do you think, and I'm just putting it out there, Do you think it's slightly because it's pushing you away? You're not part of it, so you're being made to feel older. You're older now. Do you reckon there might be a subconscious thing?
I think I've always felt it, but it does feel a bit. It does sort of make me feel a sense, a bit like I didn't watch Squid Game. Like I feel like everybody's watching Squid Game, and I didn't watch Squid Game, and it's a bit like I don't have an iPad, but everybody else has got an iPad. And I feel like I always feel like I'm on the outside and trying to catch up, or I'm not on TikTok that I'm not. I've never been on.
Why don't? Hang on a second. I'm fine with all of that.
Yeah.
Apart from, why don't you have an iPad?
Well, because everyone says you should get an iPad, and I'm like, I don't like looking at a screen anyway. Why would I want like a medium-sized screen that goes between my laptop and my phone in the sort of Russian doll of a Russian doll sequence of screens? I don't need another one. Like, oh, great, it's a laptop without a keyboard.
So
I can't type anything. I can just touch things that make me angry. Take me on to other things that make me angry. And I don't like that because I don't like being told what to do. Like, you need to update your... I don't need to do anything. I don't have to sit here and do what you've told me to do. All right, update it overnight then if you want. Well, do it. But you know, every time you say you're going to do it, you do it like a threat and then you don't do it.
Yes.
We've given you enough chances. Yes. You keep saying, remind me tomorrow. We're just going to do it tonight. So just deal with it. All right. I don't know why you didn't do that anyway. Wake up the next day. Was unable to complete it last night. Yeah, remind me tomorrow. Just like, fuck off.
Yes.
I don't like being told what to do all the time. I don't like being told what to do. Like, there's a lot of times when you're like governed by rules on things. I was walking past a pub in Manchester once, and I was saying goodbye. It was a bar, and I was saying goodbye to some people I was with, and they were going into the bar, and then the bouncer was like, excuse me, lads, don't stop there, because don't stop there, you're blocking the path. And I'm like, well, we're not in your bar. We're just on the public path, so we're just saying goodbye. So it doesn't matter what you're not in control of me on the public highway. If it was the police saying you're causing an obstruction, move along. Maybe I'd listen. But they don't normally say that to people just saying goodbye. It was just they wanted to just control me. And there's all this sense of like, all these nightclubs and play evening, especially even evening, they're like, you can't come in unless you're this, unless you're that. And I'm like, all right then, fine. I'll go home. Great. I don't want to come into your horrible bar. You know what I mean? If you get bouncers who are horrible. And just go like, if the idea of somebody going, you can't come in with that. Okay, bye. Like,
that's such a great way to live. Yeah, absolutely. Fine, bye.
Bye. Like, I'm not going to feel self-conscious because I've got, you know, you've got a bag. Can I look in your bag? No. Well, you can't come in then. Okay, bye. Why should I have to show my bag to everybody? I haven't got anything terrible in it. So they just sort of like look, they pull it. They pull one thing forward and look behind it. And then they go, that's fine. Well, you didn't need to do that. You're just doing it to fulfill. I mean, sure, you're told you have to do it. It's your job. I get it. But, you know, often security staff are lovely. More often than not, they're lovely. But on this occasion, it was the fact that I was called lads. They said, lads, move it on. And then they said, we won't tell you again. But what are you going to do? Pull my pants down and smack me? What do you mean you're not going to tell me again? I was so incensed. I'm not going to tell you again. I'm not.
Oh my God. I walked into a services not too long ago. And you know how the service stations have a sort of, like, it's a kind of like almost a porch that comes out of the building. And then you have automatic doors on the left and you have automatic doors on the right.
Yes.
And you can sort of come in. Yeah, so you can come in either side before you enter the main part of the building.
Sure.
So it was kind of more COVID-y times. And I went into the left automatic doors, and two men walking out who don't work there. It wasn't busy.
Oh.
They don't work there. They walked out and they went, sorry, mate, round the other side. And I just said to them, I went, oh, thanks for that. That could have been a disaster.
Oh, and so what? Did you go through that door? Did you do what they said?
No, I turned round. I just did what they said and thanked them and said, yeah, no, thank you for that. Could have been a disaster. And went round. Like, why? I can't stand that. Not even Jobsworth.
Have a job. At least Jobsworth have a job.
Yeah. You've got nothing to do with this. Why are you turning... turning me around.
Yeah, I don't like it. No, I don't like being told what to do by other people at all. You can't do that. Excuse me. I'm being told that in a restaurant, a Côte Brasserie in Brighton once. But, oh, sorry, lads, we're full tonight. And I was like, who the fuck are you calling a lad? I didn't say that.